we'll do a review. We'll do a review in Likutei Sichos in Chelek Lamed Gimel in volume 33. This is the second Sicha for the Parshas Korach. This is a very lamdisha, yeshivisha style Sicha in the laws of Shlichas that we learn from this Parsha, that the Shaliach needs to be dafke a Yid and a Ma'atem Brei Bris, but a non-Jew is not able to be a Shaliach. And the Rebbe brings from the Gemara that there is an opinion that thinks that Rabashi thinks that it might be a Shaliach. The Gemara says no, this is not at all true. And the Rebbe goes into the various different levels of Shlichas as known, whether you become like the sender, your actions are like the sender doing it, it's not at all, just the action counts for the various different, as we'll see inside. And also, the Rebbe explained this in Avodas Hashem, and the Rebbe also explains that sometimes it is important to be a metzias, so that you should be able to really fully do the things in the most successful way, but at the end, no, you have to be totally bittel, as the Rebbe will go through, we'll go step by step. Korach Beis, Aleph. Memashe nemar gabi chiyu bafroshes truma. So this is in the Pasuk when it talks about truma, so it says, you shall separate the truma. Do you have to be personally giving the truma, or can you send someone and say, give the truma for me? So we learn that a shaliach is okay, and then the Torah says you separate. It says gam atem, also you. What is this also you? Meaning you. Also, you mean that there's somebody else over here that can do. That's a shaliach. But the Gemara learns because it says, gam atem, also you, that the gam, the additional, the shaliach must be Jewish, also a b'nei bris, just like atem. The pasuk says like this, kein torimu gam atem trumas Hashem. So, you two shall separate, raise the truma of Hashem, you too should separate to give the truma. So, from this pasuk, lamdu chazal, our sages of blessed memory, learned from this pasuk. Because it says, gam atem, also you, so that the gam, the additional, the also, must be like you, ma atem b'nei bris, just you are of the covenant, meaning Jewish people are part of the covenant with Hashem, af shluchachem, also the shaliach, which we learn out from the gam also, the gam atem bol rabbis es ha-shaliach, the gam of atem, that's coming to include that ashliach also, you separate, gam atem, also you, so who's the also, that comes to say, that a shaliach, which is not just you, but also you. But it says gam atem. So this limud, where we learn that a shaliach can be made, that it needs to be a b'nei bris. So from here, it has to be somebody of the covenant, it has to be Jewish. She'ein shlichus lenochri. There is no agency, there is no, a shaliach cannot be given to a nochri. A nochri, a non-Jew, cannot be a shaliach. That's in the Gemara, as we learn it out in the Gemara in Kiddushin. Umatzino b'Gemara, so then in the Gemara over there, we find in the Gemara b'Metzia, Shak levetariya b'gedrei dinzeh, there is a discussion, a give and take in this, the fine of this halacha, about a goy not being a shliach, needing davke b'nei bris. whether it applies b'chol ha'toyra kula, wherever we use a shaliach, or it only applies in the case of truma, which we have the beferish ha'posik. U'matzinu b'gemara shakla v'tari b'gedrei din zeh. Rabashi Omar, Rabashi says, ki amrinon ein shlichus l'nochri. When do we say there is no agency, there's no shlichus to a nochri, to non-Jew, is hani mili betruma. This is only by truma. The pasuk says, gam atem, the pasuk says, by truma. Over there it's talking, kein torimu gam atem, so it's only by truma. Ki amrinon ein shlichus l'nochri. When do we say there is no agency? Shlichus to anochri, hani mili betruma. That is only said about truma. Avo b'chol ha'toyra kulo. But in the whole entire Torah, in all other matters of the Torah, yes, shlichus lenochri. There is a shlichus for a non-Jew. That's the opinion of Rabashi. The Gemara at all doesn't like this, his opinion. And the Gemara says, V'hod Rabashi Berusa. It's a Girsa, Bedusa, Berusa. Basically, it means it's a non-starter. It's not true. And the Gemara explains why this cannot be true. It's not like there's another source for shlichus in the first place. The entire source of shlichus comes from the pasuk of gam atem, which is the pasuk by teruma. So how could there be shlichus elsewhere different if it doesn't qualify anochri as a shlich by teruma? The entire laws of shlichus we learn from teruma. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Rabashi Berusi, Maishna Truma Deloi. Why would Truma be different? They would say, no, you can't have a Nochri. Diksiv Atem, Gam Atem. It says Atem, Gam Atem, meaning that the Gam should be like the Atem. Ma Atem B'nei Bris, Avshluchachem Nami B'nei Bris. Just like you are of the covenant, also the agents must be of the covenant. There is no, cannot be a shaliach, somebody who is not like Atem. So shlichus dechol ha'teira kulo nami mitruma gamrinon lo. So the shlichus of the entire Torah, where do we know sheyesh shlichus kamoisa? Where do we know that bechlal you can make a shliach, that a shliach does something for you, it counts for you? How do we know that a shlichus kamoisa? As Rashi says, shlichus kamoisa from Rashi, mitruma gamrinon lo. So this is learned from truma. A shliach, as Rashi says in Kiddushin, the Gemara brings down that shlichus, this Rashi is in Baba Metzia, but Rashi says in the Gemara in Kiddushin, as we first brought down at the beginning of the Sicha, from the Gemara of Kiddushin, how do we know that there is shlichus? We learn from Truma in the Gemara Kiddushin that everywhere there is a shliach helps. So since we learned it all out from the din of Truma, that you can make a shliach, so we know for everywhere else. So, what is the argument over here? So, bepashtus mashma, simply, it appears the time is shel Rabashi. What's Rabashi's reasoning? That he says that b'chol ha'toyra it's okay. So it's like the din ein shlichus l'nochli hu rak b'truma v'le b'chol ha'toyra kulahu. Why does Rabashi say that it's only by truma and not in all of Torah? Mivnei shesvirelei shaloi gamrina shlichus kol ha'toyra kulah b'truma. He sort of thinks that we don't learn shlichus from truma, and therefore by truma we can have the din that ain't shlichas lenochvi, but it doesn't apply elsewhere, because elsewhere we have another limud that we know that there is a shlichas. That's why the Gemara is saying, no, there is no other pasuk. So it comes out, what's the machlokes between Rav Ashi and the halacha, is that according to Rav Ashi, we can separate because there is ein shlichas le nochri by truma, but the other halachas we learn elsewhere from somewhere else. And the Gemara says, no, there is no other pasuk, and therefore everything learns from truma, and since by truma there is no shlichas le nochri, there is no shlichas anywhere, because everywhere we learn from truma. But the Rebbe says, this is difficult to say, Shaplukta kanhi, that this is the machloikis, im gamrina shlichas kol latoyra kula mitruma, whether we learn all of the shlichas from truma, and that Rabashi holds that we don't learn it from truma, and that's what the disagreement. That's difficult because we don't have any other sources for it. So the Rebbe says, V'yoyser mistaber loymar. It's more logical to say that shehachiluk bein Rab Elozer, bein Rab Ashi, u'maskonos ha'gemora u'bisvara. That here the issue is illogical. It's a logical issue. In other words, everybody agrees that there's only one source for shlichus. The source of shlichus comes from truma. The issue becomes a logical disagreement. Rabashi holds the din ze ma'atem b'nei bris. This halacha that we learn, gam atem, that you need to be also a b'nei bris, hu gzeiras hakosuf. This is the Torah decreed this. Kimitzad asvara, because on your own, without the pasuk, hayinu emrim shegam nochri yochel liyas shliach liyisrael. On your own, you would say that a nochri could be a shliach for a yid. The Torah disqualifies it. V'lochein ein loch boy elochidusha, and therefore, Torah says you can make a shlich, and therefore we can only say where the Torah said this. V'rag b'truma amrin anhochi v'loy b'chol ha'Torah kulo. And therefore, only by truma we would say that a nochri should become no. So therefore, always b'chol ha'Torah kulo, a nochri should be a shaliach. There's no reason for a nochri not to be a shaliach, but the Torah disqualifies him. Torah says gam atem. So we always do the minimum. We say the chiddush is the Torah says it can't be a shaliach. Where did the Torah say it can be a shaliach? By truma. So therefore, b'truma amri nochri v'lo b'chol ha'Torah kulo. So therefore, everywhere else, there's no reason to disqualify a nochri from shlichas. So we're going to say the Torah only disqualified him over here. And that's why Rabashi holds, yes, we learn shlichas from truma, but logically we have no reason for a goy not to be a shaliach, but here the Torah says gam atem, so it's only going to apply by truma. But everywhere else, logically, he can be. Mash'en ki lemaskonas ha-gemore, as opposed to the conclusion of the Gemara, harei zed dovor shebisvore. This is logical that he cannot be a shaliach. Sha'ashaliach tzorich liyes doyme lemishaleach. This is makes sense that the shaliach needs to be similar to mishaleach, and nochri cannot be a shaliach because he's not similar. Ma atem chulav shluchachem. This is a logical conclusion. V'hainu, And that is the Mashe Kosuv Gabi Trumet Gam Atem. When the Torah writes Gam Atem and disqualifies a Nochri, is a logical thing. Hura Gilu Milsa, the Pasuk here is revealing to us that which makes sense. It makes sense, so it applies everywhere. Shegeden Ashlichas Mishayiv Shashliach Yiyah Doimelah Mishaleach. The definition Shlichas makes it necessary that the agent needs to be similar to the sender. The Shliach needs to be similar to Shaleach. V'lachein ein din Shlichas lenochri. There's no shlichus to a non-Jew in all of Torah, because it doesn't make sense to have a shaliach who is not similar to the mishaleach. So the chilik between Rabbi Ashi and the maskona is, according to Rabbi Ashi, it makes sense for a nochri to be a shaliach. We don't need the agent to be similar to the Mishalech, according to Rabbi Ashi's understanding. And therefore, when the Torah clearly says, Gam Atem Dar Enochri Nat, we're only going to use this for Truma, where the Torah clearly states that Gam Atem, that he has to be Bnei Bris. But according to the conclusion of the Gemara, that's not the case. Enochri, by definition, is since he's not similar to the Mishaleach, he should not qualify as a Shliach altogether. So when the Torah told us, revealed to us that Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Gam Atem, also the Shaliach, okay, that's a revelation which makes sense, and therefore we're going to apply it everywhere. Basically, if it's logical, it applies everywhere. If it's illogical, it only applies to Truma. According to Rabbi Ashi, it's illogical to not allow a goy to be a shaliach, so we only apply it where the Torah said it, and everywhere else, Rabbi Ashi holds a goy can become a shaliach, a noch can become a shaliach. According to the Rabbanon, it's actually logical for a goy not to be a shaliach, and therefore we're going to apply it everywhere. That's how the Rebbe explains this machloikis in Rabbi Ashi, rather than saying. And this is going to be negeya to this whole discussion that the Rebbe is going to bring out. Why is it that a shaliach needs to be similar to the mishaleach, or doesn't have to be similar to the mishaleach? And also, as the Rebbe will interpret it in Avodas Hashem, that a yid as a shaliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much of similar to Hashem, how much must you listen to Hashem in order to be a fully Ashliach, as the Rebbe will continue to develop it as we go on. So now, the Rebbe is going to say this, the Rebbe is going to introduce the whole idea of the three different levels of Shalichas, and why Rabbi Ashi would think that it's okay for a Nochri to be a Shaliach. Because it depends really what a shaliach is, how we look as a shaliach who does something for someone else. If it's only that the Torah says somebody else does something, the action that he does counts for another person, why should a goy not and Nochri not be able, his actions is being done. If a shaliach means that he takes the place of the mishaleach, the agent becomes like the mishaleach, you have to be part of it in order to take his place, or your maisa. Let's go through the three different categories, why what a shaliach does helps for the mishaleach. Base. Benira, and it seems, the Rebbe says, it seems the pligi be'etzem geder hashlichas. They disagree in the essence, what is the definition of shlichas? What does it mean when we're saying you send an agent? How does the agent work that it helps for the one who sent him. Ubahagli machkira yedua, by first introducing the very well-known question, investigation in this din, the inyan, the chkira, b'inyan ashlichas, the shlucha shlodum kemayse. When we say by a shliach that the shliach of the person is like the person. Sheyesh levari bekama yifani, we can explain this in many ways. There are three ways how to explain it. The highest level, that we're saying the shliach is like the mashalech, aleph, is kemayse mamish, he is like him. So, when Reuven sends Shimon, Shimon becomes Reuven. Shliach shalodom kemoisoi, Shliach becomes Reuven. Whatever, everything, it's Reuven. Shimon is no longer Shimon now, Shimon is Reuven, because he sent him. Benegeya le'oisei hamaisa. So that is the one who does the action, Shimon, who's going to do it. He, Shimon, is Reuven now. He's like Reuven. Sheguf ha-shaliach hu keguf ha-mishaliach. The body of the shaliach is like the body of the mishaliach. One who's doing it, of course, for this shlichus that he gave him, he became Shimon became Reuven. He's doing it in the place of Reuven, so he's like Reuven doing it. Ubederech memeila. So since you are Reuven, mesiacheses asiyas hashliach l'mishaleach. So therefore, when you're doing it, it applies to the sender because he's doing it. You are his shliach. You became like Reuven, and therefore Shimon became like Reuven. And therefore, even though Shimon is doing it, but it's Reuven doing it because Shimon now is Reuven. So for this act, for which is a shaliach, he is Reuven doing it. And therefore, what is being done relates to Reuven because Shimon is Reuven now for the shlichus. That would be the highest level. The second level is, no, Shimon does not become Reuven, but the act that he does, base, kamoisei, it is only as it pertains that action that you do. Shimon is Shimon, but the shliach means that when Shimon does the act, when he does it for him, his act, the power of doing, or the act that he's doing, this is counted as if Reuven did it. It's not that he turned into Reuven fully, but it's only the act becomes Reuven's act, even though Shimon is doing it. Ashlichus means that the doing of the shaliach is just like the mishaliach doing. Gimel, number three. The lowest level, kimoisoi, it's like the shaliach hurak benegeya letetzoes hamaisa. It's only as it applies to the action, the results of the action, which means it's not Reuven doing it, it's Shimon doing it. The results, Shimon can do something, but a shaliach means that what he does, it goes on the account of Reuven. So the result, Shimon does it, the Torah says that you do something for somebody else, what you have done, you're a somebody else, your act is somebody else, but the Torah says that counts for Reuven. But to use another language, is lachefse b'nasa asiyah, to the object in which the action was done. So that the object in what the thing was done is counted for the other person. It's counted for the mishaleach. Shekam asiyose shalash shaliach einodem mishaleach. Even the act of not only the body of the mishaleach, of the agent, but also not only the body of the shliach isn't the mishaleach, even the act of doing is not the mishaleach. Ein adam mishaleach. But the fact that the shaliach doing in the object what he accomplishes, that impacts, that accomplishes the same thing that the doing of the sender would have accomplished. So it accomplishes the same thing. So it doesn't matter. So you sent the shaliach to divorce your wife. So the shaliach who is giving, it's the shaliach giving the divorce, not the mishaliach, according to the third way. But the action of his giving the divorce to the other man, to Reuven's wife, is considered and accomplishes it as if Reuven would have given it, even though it's Shimon that gave it, so that the result of his action is impacts as if Reuven would be the one giving it, even though Shimon gave it. That's the shliach. So if it's only necessary, this third level of shalichas, we can understand Rabbi Ashi, because it's only about the act. An act, it's, you don't have to become on any level like the mishaleach, in the sense that you need to be compared to him. You're not the mishaleach, the guf of the mishaleach. You're not the action of the mishaleach. It's just that your act counts. So why should a nochri not be also? That would be the logic of Rabashi. So based on this, we can say the das Rabashi ki oifen hagimul hanal. Rabashi's opinion is like this third way, that your act, the act of the shaliach, helps for the mishaleach. Hanal. Shagam aisa shlichas. The act of the shlichus does not relate to the sender. It's not the sender. It's the shliach doing it. And since the shliach is not in the place of the mishaleach, he's not in his place. Shimon or the shliach, whoever the shliach is not becoming Reuven. Not himself, and not even his act is not Reuven's act. It's the shaliach's act. He's not really in the place of the mishaleach. Afilu loy shema seu yachoshev ki hamishaleach. We don't even need that the shaliach's doing is like Reuven is doing it. Like the mishaleach, he's not, he doesn't have to be, he doesn't become at all. It's the shaliach doing it, till the end. Lachain, and therefore holds Rav Ashi, Im hurak ben odom hashayich lasiya zu yochli yishaliach. So he holds, if he's only a human being who has a connection to this doing, he can become a shaliach. It's just a matter of action. Shelze hamevakshim kashrim yipulazu. The one who asks him and he ties him to this act because he needs this done, and he asks you to do it, so you don't have to become him at all. You don't have to compare him. You just got to do it. And he says, "Ve'al derech." For example, to demonstrate this, "Shemekashrei bechevel ve'enei misnaged laza." He ties you with a rope, and you don't oppose it. So he asks you to do something for him. He's tying you. Tying you a rope doesn't need, it's external, it's just, I tied you to something. I asked you to do something, so I'm tying you to this action. You don't need to become anything like the sender, you're just tied to it. I tied you by asking you, and you agreeing to it. So why shouldn't a human being, even if he's a nokri, be able to do an action? And that, the connection to the sender is through he tied you to, you committed to it. That's what Rav Ashi holds. That in all of Torah there is an agency, a goy, a nochri can become a shaliach. The im hashlichus he be inyan kozeh Shegam hanochri shayich la'asiyosei. If the mission over here is in such a matter that the nochri has a connection to it, which means there's just a matter of action that you need to do for me, an act. There's sometimes, like say, Gittin and Kiddushin, the Rebbe points the Hora, that's what he means here, that you need to be betoidus, Gittin and Kiddushin. You cannot do even an act if you don't have a shaykhis to it, because these are laws which are specially for Yidden. But if it's something that it's doing, and it's an act which a human being, which a nochri, has a connection to it, Hare hu yochel li shliach li Yisrael, he's able to be a shliach for a yid. Omnom maskonas ha-gemorahi, but what does the Gemara conclude? This is Rabashi's svara, that it's like the third level of shlichas, but the Gemara says Rabashi's opinion is Berusahi is a non-svara, not acceptable at all. Sheshita zumu frechas, this view is rejected totally. Vahechrech shashliach yiyya doime la'mshaleach. Shliach needs to be compared, it needs to be somehow in the similar to the mshaleach. Ma'atem chulav shluchachem, that he needs to be like the shliach. That means, even according to the third way, hainu, even if we say that it's only your act counts for the Mishalech, not that you become like the Mishalech, hainu shegam im timtso loymar, she'inyan shlichus hi koifin agimul anal, even if you're going to find to say that it's like the third way, your act counts for the Mishalech, sha'asiyo hi maise ha'shliach, that the doing is the shliach doing, it's not the mishaleach doing it, but it's the shliach doing it, but it only counts for the mishaleach. Mikol mokoim, inyan hashlichus lo yitochen ela b'mishu k'moysa damaha mishaleach. The shlichus cannot be explained, it's not possible, cannot be possible, only if you are k'moysa damaha mishaleach. And this goes in all different ways how we explain shlichus. You still have to be like the mishaleach. You have to be kemoiser than mishaleach, even if we explain it that it's only the act of the shliach that counts from you. That shliach still has to be kemoiser. Hasbaros inyan. What's the explanation? Why? Why is this the conclusion of the Gemara? Why is Rabashi Beruso? So the Rebbe explained this. B'shlichus yesh shnei inyonim. There's two aspects in shlichus. Aleph, kiyum hashlichus bepoyim. The fulfillment of the shlichus to do what he were sent to do. So whatever you were sent to do, when you do it, that's one aspect. But Beis, the other aspect is Chalois Shem Shliach, that the name Shliach should rest on you. You need to be not what you can do, not what you accomplish, but you need to have the name of the Shliach rest upon you. Kol Shloishes Ha'ifanim Hanal Begeder Hashlichus. All the three different ways that we mentioned before, defined in the definition of shlichus, heimrak benegeya lekiyum hashlichus bepoyum. That's only as it pertains to fulfillment of the shlichus. So when you've done it, how is it counted for him? Is it your action? Is the action counted like he does it? It counts for him. Does he become? This is how you accomplish bepoil what he asked. Kasher donim, when we deal with eich moil maisi ishza shliach avrish achram shalech, when you try to figure out how does the act of this person who is a shaliach help for another person who sent him? What's the relation? How does it help? That we have the three different explanations. Oz yitochen leimer hatam bozeh begimu leifanim. Then it's possible to give the reason these three ways. Im mishum shechitche Torah, is it because the Torah has given us the novel idea b'shlichus shemaisa shaliach moil kimaisa mishaliach, that the act of the shaliach helps just like the act of the mishaliach? So the Torah says he does it, but it helps for the other person. Oy mitam, or the reason is shas yosizu nechsheves, or that doing it so is considered kasiyas hamishleich, zid mishleich does it. Or is it because the Torah connects them, or his doing is connected? Oy yisei demezeh, or more than that, sheguf hashliach nefshach keguf hamishleich, or even more, that it's as if the shliach, the body, the whole shliach, is like the mishleich, ubemeile maseyu kemaisa hamishleich, and therefore, what he does is like the sender, the mishleich, does it. Those are all different ways how to explain why the act, what the shaliach does, helps for the mishaleach. Does it help just because the Torah sort of makes this connection? The other one does it, but it helps for another person. Or when he does it, is considered the act like the mishaleach is doing it. Or he becomes like the mishaleach, all of him like the mishaleach, and that's why it counts for the sender. Aval koydem lachein tzorich liyis chalois shal shlichus al hashliach. But before you can start, you need to have him being a shliach. Not why he does. He needs to rest upon him the title that you give him. He is an agent. Haynu haminui hapoil chalois shem hashliach. The appointment which makes up that he can be a shaliach. Not why the shaliach helps for him, but how do you become a shaliach? How does the appointment, who can become a shaliach? Ukidei sheyochul olof shem shaliach. In order that the name shaliach should be able to rest, tzorich liyis kesher ben ha-shaliach v'ha-mishaliach. There needs to be a tie, a connection between the shliach and the mishaleach. How are you going to become a shliach? Now how it's going to happen, the act. But how do you become a shliach? There needs to be some connection between the two for him to become a shliach. Ki efshin li yis shluche shel mishaleach. Because it's impossible to be a agent of the sender be'ezo efeshu on any level. Mibli sheyiyya kemoysed ha-mishaleach. Without being like the mishaleach, shetzorich liyis hashliach misyaches berech mala mishaleach. The shliach needs to have some sort of a relationship, some sum of similarity to the sender. Belochein, and because of this, ein shlichus lenochri b'chol ha-toyre kulo. There is no shlich nochri. Why? Because he cannot be like the Mishaleach, like the Yid. A guy cannot become, he can't become a Shlich in the first place. And there is no relationship between the Yid and the Nochri beforehand for him to become a Shaliach. Not for the action. The mice of the Nochri may be able to help for the mishaleach, but he can't be a shaliach. Ke'ene yochel liyis kemoysed ha-mishaleach ha-Yisrael, cannot be like the Yisrael. The Rebbe concluded the two aspects the Rebbe explained in the Ois Beis. That Rabbi Ashi, in the three levels of shlichas, Rabbi Ashi holds that you don't have to become, the reason your action helps for the sender, you don't have to become like the sender in any form, just the doing. A Nochri can do it also, so he thinks it's good. But the Rebbe is Mechadish, No, in addition to why it helps for the sender, you have to become a shliach in the first place. In order to become a shliach in the first place, you need to be somewhat in the category. A nochri is not in the category of the mishaleach. Can be a shliach in any of the three ways you explain it. So it can't be, there's no chalois named shliach in the first place. And this way the Rebbe explains another halacha in the Gemara that Rabbi Elazar says. Rabashi says, Gimel, Api ha'ezber hanal b'div Rabashi, yesh levayir oid maimer shal Rabashi b'inyan ha'shlichas. Can explain another statement of Rabashi in Shlichas, shematzinu gam kishinivrach la'halacha. We also find that statement that Rabashi stated was also challenged and rejected in halacha. And that's in Bedin Shliach Oyser Shliach. That's in the halacha that you send one agent. So that agent can go ahead and make another agent. So he sent you to do the thing and then you said make somebody else. So over there we say, Sheyochel Lasis Kamo Sheluchim Afilu Meir. You can make even 100 Shluchim. One after the other. So Rabashi will say, the Svila Rabashi, she'im meis shliach rishon. So what happens? He sends, Reuven sent Shimon, and then Shimon sent Levi, and Levi sent further. But and then after Shimon sent Levi, Shimon died, the shliach, the first shliach died. Reuven is still alive. Is Levi Shimon's shliach, because he made him, and therefore, if Shimon died, there's no more, or he's, Shimon made Levi Reuven's shliach, Shimon died, but Reuven is alive. So he says like this, Rabashi holds, she'im meis shliach rishon, if the first shliach, say Shimon, who was sent by Reuven, if he dies, he says, batlu kulam. They're all batlu. There's no more shlichas. You can't go ahead and the other shliach, the fifth, the tenth shliach, give the get to his wife. He's not a shliach anymore. Why? Because Shimon, the first shliach, he died. That's what Rabashi's opinion. Amar Mar Barabashi, so Mar, the son of Rabashi, he disagreed with his father. And he says, "Hoda'aba de katnusahi." When my father said this, it was when he was a minor. When he was a child, he was young. In other words, he disagrees with his father. Bekatnusahi zoktrashi omar avishmu zu shiesh lohavi oleo. He said it in his childhood, as Rashi says, this halacha, because you can challenge that. It's not a proper, not a right halacha. It says like this, Ilu Meis Baal, had the husband died, the husband who's sending the get, Midi Mashosha Isbahu, would there be any value in the shluchim and in sending it to get to his wife if he's no longer around? What he's trying to demonstrate, they're all shluchim of the Baal, they're not shluchim of the Shaliach. They're not Shimon's shluchim, they're Reuven's shluchim, the Baal Shaliach. So, if the husband died, midi mashosha izbuhu, is there any value in this shlicha? Kulu mikoyach man ka'osu. Who are they all coming from? They're all coming mikoyach the Baal ka'osu. They're all come from the husband. Isse le Baal, as long as the husband is there, they're all there, then they exist. Less than the Baal, less than the Kulu. But once, if there is no husband there, then there is no Shluchim over there. So therefore, the fact that one of them, a Shaliach, dies, has nothing to do. If Shimon died, the first Shaliach, they're still all Shluchim of the Baal. If the Baal will die, then no Shluchim is helped. He's proving to them from the fact that if the Baal dies, they shlichas wouldn't be at all, meaning that they're all shluchim of the Baal. So it has nothing to do if Shimon died, the first shliach, they're still shluchim of the Baal. So v'hinei, v'achroinim chosvu, in the achroinim they write, shapluktas rabashi, umar barabashi, the machloikis of rabashi, ma barabashi, iko osu mekoyach shli rishen, oy mekoyach habal, whether they come, the other shluchim, from the first shliach, he's the one that's sending them, or they're coming from the husband, he. So what's the machloikis? The mar barabashi svirelei da shliach hu kam shaleach atzmei. The mar barabashi holds that the shliach becomes like the mishaleach himself. Oyal koponim shemaaseyu misyaches leha mishaleach. Or minimally, like the second level, at least, that what he does is considered like the mishaleach, that means the shliach. V'nimtzo, so it turns out, shashliach harishen, that the first shliach, b'kamoyu kol ha-shluchim achrav, each shliach gets that one, the first shliach, Shimon, and all the following shluchim, ka'osu mekoyach habal ha-mishaleach, they are all coming from the power, with the power of the husband, the sender, because you are standing in the place of the Mishaleach. So it's the Mishaleach making you a Shliach. Masha'enkein, that's Mar Barabashi. So therefore, it's all continues to the Mishaleach. The Mishaleach is sending you, and you take his place, so you're always there taking the place of the Mishaleach. There has to be the Mishaleach over there. Mashen Kein, Rabashi Svirlei, Rabashi holds, Shashliach Eineka Mishaleach Atzmi. You are not like the Mishaleach himself. You're nothing, there's nothing, you don't become, you're not his, in his place, to be like him, to do what he needs, to be his place. And also your action, it doesn't relate, it's not like the Mishaleach is doing it. We don't need, it's nothing to do with the Mishaleach over here. We're only saying that what you do helps for the Mishaleach. But it's not the Mishaleach. Him kein hashliach hasheni loy nase shliach mekoyach ha-mishaleach. So the second shliach did not become a shliach because of the sender, because it had nothing to do with the sender. Elo mekoyach shliach harishay. So the second, when Shimon makes Levi, let's say, a shliach, it's not Reuven making, because Shimon is not Reuven at all. Not Reuven, not himself, not his action, he's not Reuven. So the shliach is Shimon, not Reuven. So when he makes Levi for a shliach, he's not a shliach from Reuven, from the Mishaleach, from the first one, but he's a shliach from the shliach, from Shimon, the second shliach. El Mekoyach, shliach harishay. And therefore, Rabashi holds that if the shliach rishay dies, there is nobody, he can't be a shliach anymore, because his whole shlichus came from the first shliach. So basically, they're trying to explain what powers is in the first shliach, in this case, in Shimon. Is Shimon like Reuven? So then we still have, Reuven is the one that counts, and Shimon doesn't really matter once he makes another shliach. Or Shimon never became Reuven. he only made a shaliach because Reuven made him. And if Reuven is not there to make him a shaliach, it has nothing to do. So even if the mishalech Reuven is available, is around, is alive, but he didn't become a shaliach from Reuven because Shimon wasn't Reuven, and therefore once Shimon dies and he's the one that made him a shaliach, he cannot be a shaliach. That's the way they want to explain it. Abul tzorichim b'zeh. But this needs to be looked into very much. Harim Elo, Shemar Barabashi. Because Rabashi's language is Hoda Abba de Katnusahi. That what my father said is as a child. He move on. Shesvoras Rabashi Mufrachas Lahalocha. That this idea of Rabashi is something which is totally negated in Halocha. V'chein Nifsak Lahalocha Kimar Barabashi. And that's actually the way was ruled like Mar Barabashi, that the first shaliach can die and the shlicha still continues. V'areviu kama achronim, kama rayis, but the achronim brought a lot of evidence, gam kitzad zeh b'shlichus, they brought that there is also, when we're discussing what shlichus is, shamaisa loy nechshav elokasiyas ha-shliach, that the Maise is not counted, he doesn't become like the Shaliach, not his action, is not considered a Shaliach. So why would there be La Halacha that if the first Shaliach dies, if then there is, then there all the Shlichas is still exists? If we're saying that the Rabbi Ashi's svara is because he holds that he's not becoming a shliach, it's only his action that Shimon needed to make, the first shliach needed to make, is the one that is making the other shliach. How could it be a shliach without Shimon? So that's the halacha, that he's not. But we know that this third logic, that he's only... the shliach is only making; he doesn't become like the shliach. So how could the other shliach be there if the shliach that made them a shliach and he had to make them, because we brought proof, like the third way. There's a lot of achrein bring proof to that, that it's only then. So why would the halacha be that he can still continue being a shliach once Shimon dies? There's no one the one who made him the shliach, because we're saying it's only the asiyas hashlich, it's not the mishalich. And here, Shimon is the one that made him, and Shimon is no longer here. So, b'lachin nira leimer, that's why the Rebbe says, it seems to say, shtegam kan shitas Rav Ashi loy rak betam shemais hashlich, loy nechshav kasiyas hamishalich. That also over here, the viewer of Ashi is not only that the Maisa Shaliach isn't considered like the Mishaleach, and we need always the Shaliach to be there, because it's not the Mishaleach, because he's doing it on his own. That is not the reason why the Shalichas would be bottled. It's only that he does helps for the Mishaleach, and that's why he would hold that if he dies, he can't be anymore the shlichas. Elo shem dim svirale, you say the mizu, because it holds more than this. Shkakiv on shekol inyan hashlichas, hu rak b'shaychus l'teitzoes ha-maisa b'achevtze kenal, since the entire of shlichas is only as it relates to the result of the action in the object, that it's accomplished. That's why he holds a nachri. It's only what accomplishes in it. Ein tzorich liyish shum erech bein hashaliach v'hamishaleach. There needs to be no comparison between the shlich and the mishaleach. It's all about just the accomplishment, doing this action. Kloima la'achrei shamishaleach asoi shliach. after the sender, after Reuven makes Shimon the shliach, shuv lo osi hashliach mekoyach hamishaleach, he is no longer coming from the power of the mishaleach, elokoyach hashliches nimtza etzlei. He has the power of shliches. He owns the shliches. Ukiilu hu habaylim al dover ze. It's as if he becomes now the owner for that matter. That's why he holds imeis shliach rishon batel kulo. If the first shliach dies, they're all batel. Ki hashluchim le'osu mikoyach hamishaleach. The shluchim don't come from the power of the mishaleach. Elo mikoyach hashliach rishon. They come from the power. He has been given over the whole authority of the shliches, and they all come from the first shliach. V'zehu mashomer mar barabashi. The svara zu mufreches legamri. He said, this is totally challenged. Hodabu de katnusi, it's my childish. Kikulu mikoyach man ka'osu, mikoyach debal ka'osu. Because who do they all come from? The husband claimer. Gede shliches hu mashosi mikoyach ha-mishaleach. The definition of shliach is that they come from the power, mikoyach man, from the power of the mishaleach. The etzem toyar shliach pirushe shukoyach shamashaleach. You don't give away, it's not like a ball. The mashaleach gave away something to the shaleach, you do with it. A shaleach is tied inherently to the mashaleach. The etzem toyar shliach pirushe shukoyach shamashaleach. That means a shaleach, that the mashaleach's power is there. Kulu mikoyach man kos shlucha shlodim kemese. Like him. V'lochein, you cannot relate and say, well, somebody else. It all goes back to the original. Shliach Rishon v'chulu. Say, oh, the Shliach Rishon, he gave me the koyach, the ball was in his hands, and he passed it along to me. No. Mibli shabo v'nimshach mehabal ha-mishalech. Without bringing in the baal ha-mishalech, it can't be. Ba'af im tim tzolemar. Shemaisa ha-shlichas v'apila ha-fula dimiru ha-shlichas. Even if you're going to say that the act of shlichus, and even the act of appointing a shlichus, nechshav ki'ilu asoa shliach, it's count, it's as if the shliach is doing it, not the baal. Koyif nagimla now, like the third way, mikol mokim ein hu habaylim klal la inyan de kulhu. He's not in charge. It's all coming from the power of the husband. Okinal Baruch said before, the shaliach is merely an intermediary over here. He doesn't have any of the powers. But let's first review what we learned up till now. The Rebbe explained in Rabashi back in Ois Beis. The Rebbe explained that there is two parts. There is the accomplishment of the shlichus, and then there is the chalois of being a shliach. One issue is how does what another person do count for the mishaleach, for the sender? How does what Shimon does help for Reuven, the sender? That's one issue. But the other issue is, how does Shimon become a shaliach in the first place? So the three gedorim, the three ways to a shaliach helps, whether he is actually like the shaliach, he becomes like the mishaleach. So Shimon becomes Reuven, or Shimon's hands that are doing the activity become Reuven. Or what Shimon does, even though it's not Reuven's hand and it's not him, is just Shimon does it, but the Torah counts it for Reuven. That is only as far how it's accomplished for Reuven, what Shimon does. But Shimon needs to be
a shaliach. In order for Shimon to be a shaliach, there needs to be a chalois, there needs to be kemoisoi. And the Rebbe, he needs to be, if he's not kemoisoi, if he's not a yid, then he can't be a shliach. Not that his action doesn't count for him, he's not a shliach in the first place. And that's how the Rebbe is going to explain the Rabbi Ashi's halacha, that if the second, if the shaliach makes another shliach or many shluchim, Rabbi Ashi ruled that the shlichus is bottle, as if that the shaliach Shimon becomes the, if the shliach dies, if Shimon dies, then all the cons, the continuous shluchim, they're all bottle, because when Shimon made the shlichus, he sort of becomes the owner of it. And Mar Barabashi says, no, this is bekatnusi, this is not really a good svara. So the way the Achronim try to explain it would seem that the reason why, according to Rabbi Ashi, the shlichus is bottle, is because the Achronim, because Rabbi Ashi holds that the shaliach doesn't become like the mishaleach, and it does his hand on the mishaleach. It's just what he does works on the mishaleach. So in this case, it turns out that it's him that is important. The mishaleach is no longer, Reuven is no longer a player over here, because it's Shimon doesn't have to be Reuven. So it, therefore, it's Shimon's doing. And therefore, if Shimon dies, then the next shluchim can lose their authority, and the shlichus is bottled. That's the way they want to explain it. And that's the svara of Rabashi. But the Rebbe says that svara, as brought down in the Lekach Tov and the other svarim, that svara has basis that the shliach, the way it works is that the shliach is no longer connected with the Meshaleach, that he is the Meshaleach. He just, it applies from the Shaliach, what he does, to the Meshaleach. So, according to this, the halacha should be, if this is, some people bring rayas for that, so that means, why is Rabbi Ashi against halacha then? Rabbi Ashi is against halacha. If we explain that the reason why Rabbi Ashi is against the halacha is katnusa, that it's against halacha, is because he holds like the third way, like the Achrayim explain it, we have a problem, because we have evidence that the third way is a legitimate way, and there's evidence for that. So then why are we slugging up Rabbi Ashi, and why is the halacha not like Rabbi Ashi, when we find that the shliach is actually not the mishaleach, and therefore with the death of the shliach should be butler, like Rabashi says. So the Rebbe says no. The Rebbe says, because the Rebbe was mechadish, that there is one thing how we consider it, the act of the mishaleach. How does the shliach's action help the mishaleach? There's three ways. But we still need the shaliach to be unappointed, he should be a shliach from the mishaleach. That part of the shliach being part of the mishaleach, he needs to be kemoisa. He needs to be like the mishaleach itself, and therefore, and that's in the lashon of the Gemara. The whole shlichus is mikoyach man koosu. It needs to be kemoisa. So there could be no chalois shlichus, not because it can't count for him. If there is no mishaleach, there can't be a shliach. And therefore, it turns out that the shliach is always, just by definition of being a shliach, connected to the mishaleach. And therefore, we can't say that the shlichus is batal. If there is a mishaleach, then there is a shliach. Anyway, that's the Rebbe. Fine svaras here, but you have to think it through, and you'll see that this is actually very, very clear. So Dalit. Apia now in the Eis Dalit. Yom Tak Zeh Shalimud Lemayit Nochrim Medin Shlichus. We will also sweeten now. Why are we learning out this halacha, this limud, that we're excluding Nochrim, non-Jews from Shlichus? How do we learn it out? Matan b'nei bris. Where is this litten? Nemar gabe truma. This is written by truma. We're saying by truma that a nochri cannot be a shaliach. Why did the Torah choose to tell us this halacha dafke by truma? V'lo gabe gerishim k'yitzboy, and not like when you send a shaliach to be megarish, or similar. Shegam behem nemar din shlichas. Over there too, there's the din of shlichas. Why over there we don't find this idea that only a bnei bris, matem bnei bris, can become a shlich and not a nochri, that a koy cannot be a shliach? Because the Rebbe explains, because the real place where we would think that a goy, a nochri, could be a shliach, would be by truma. Because by truma, there is nothing. The main, what do we need? Truma, we need it to be hefresh, that this truma should be given. What difference does it make who gives the truma? If it's given the truma by a goy, it's given by the yid, he's a shliach, not even a shliach. What? Because the main thing is, it's not so important. We don't need a mishaleach there so much. Because the bottom line is, we need the truma to be separated. The main point is what is accomplished over here. By Gerushin, it's not, by Gerushin we need the husband there. So the Torah puts the halacha that even in a place where we don't need the mishaleach there, because we need the consequence, we need the truma to be given, even though even there the guy is not. That's why the Torah writes it over there. Let's look inside. Yesh chiluk ikri ben inyan hashlichas ba'afroshas truma ba'hashlichas b'shar inyonim gerishim v'cholo. There's a major difference between shlichas in separating the truma and the shlichas in other matters like by gerishim. Ba'afroshas truma ha'iker hu hanifal. When you separate truma, the main thing is what is accomplished over here. What is done? Doesn't have to be this person do a dafke. There's truma here. That's what you do. Zesha truma nifreshes ma'truma. The fact that truma has been separated from the tvoah. V'lochein asvar nisenes. So therefore, logic dictates she'inyan ashlichas b'truma, that the idea when you need shlichas by truma ain't tzorich loymar be'oifun, it doesn't have to be in a way. As if the owner of the tvua, he did the afrosha. What difference does it make? Maybe it doesn't make a difference so much. He owns it. He's the owner of the tvua. He has to be willing. It has to be with his consent. Separated to consent, but once he consents, that'll be the act of the shaliach. Who cares? That's what you would think. So over there, one would think that it is not so important to be kemoisoi, that he has to be a shaliach. He just needs permission, authorization, that he can do it, and then automatically let the shaliach do it. It doesn't have to be an act of the mishaleach, let the shliach do it. So therefore, maybe a goy would be okay. But by gerish mashenkin, gabe gerish nave poshut, sham gerish tzorich lizah bal dafke. It's obvious when we talk about divorce, who is the one divorcing? It has to be the husband needs to divorce. He has to do the divorce. Kigerushin, because the divorce will loira kapu'ula shel ksivas or nisinas haget. By divorce, it's not just the act, oh, you're right, you give a get, the physical actor, elubi'iker. The main thing is, what is divorce? Shahabal megadish his ishta. It's the husband divorcing his wife. So the get needs to be the husband divorcing his wife. Umuvan sheslichas beget pirushe. So it's understood that what does it mean when you send the get? It's not that the shliach is divorcing. That then when the shliach does the divorce, he does the shlichas, that's considered as if the husband divorced his wife. So there's a major difference. So therefore, the Torah wants to tell you, even in a case by Truma, where it seems like we don't need, it's not so essential that he needs to be the husband, the master, the owner, needs to be giving the Truma as long as the Truma is considered. If the Torah would have said that you need a shliach by Gerish, you would say, okay, but maybe by Truma we don't need it. If he's there, Ikosav Rachmona Dina, the Ma'atem B'nei Bris Chulu, if the Torah would have said the halacha, that you got to be B'nei Bris, by the din of Gerushin, Koyotzeboi, Hoyo Kosalka Daitach Loimar, Shourak B'dvorim Hadershim Pu'ulas Habaylim. So then you would think that this is only in those matters that require an act of the Baylim. Ubemela. Tzorich Hashliach Liyes Doimel HaMeshaleach Habaylim. So therefore, the Shliach needs to be similar to the Meshaleach, the Baylim. It needs to be, because the act, it's like the Baylim are doing it. So he has to be like the Baylim, because the divorce comes from the husband. So you have to be like the husband. If he has the qualification, he's like the husband, then he can take the place of the Baylim, because the Baylim have to do it. So that's why we would say, Ma'atem b'nei bris, avshluchachem, when it comes to divorce, since you are taking the place of the Baylim, you have to be kemaisei. And therefore, if you're not b'nei bris, you cannot be kemaisei. But the Torah wants to tell you, no, also v'locheinem ardin zeh davke gabe truma. This din is davke, writ by truma, l'lamdeinu to teach us. Shekol inyan shel shlichas. That doesn't matter what shlichas it is. Whether it's a case where he has to be like the husband doing it, or it's a case like truma, the main thing is that the truma gets separated. Meizin shu, whatever case it is. Gam betruma shebo onudonim rak al asiyah va'apu'ula shetoyil avul har Yisrael. Also by truma, in which the whole case, the judgment is that the act and the effect should help for the Yisrael. The act, the separation, the truma, the lo yitochen chalois shem shliach. You can't even put the name shliach. That's the reason. It cannot rest under the name shliach. Im ein shliach doim l'mishaleach. If the shliach is not similar to the mishaleach, he's not b'nei bris, it cannot follow him, it doesn't even become a shliach. Ma'atem chulu af shluchachem chulu. Ki inyan ikir ha-shliachos. Because the main din of shlichas, not only the accomplishment, but to become a shliach, just a shliach, huzeh shliach u'kamoyseh de mishaleach, is the fact that the shliach is similar to the mishaleach. So what the Rebbe is saying over here, that this four, because the Rebbe is mechadish, the second part, that you need to be a shliach needs to be kamoyseh. And that's what the Torah is giving us, this halacha by truma. Because without the Torah telling us over here, you can think, when do you need kemoisei? When you need a husband, when you need the person involved, because he's divorcing and the other person doing it for him needs to take his place. But if it's just an act to give truma, maybe you don't need it. The Torah tells you no. Even by truma, ma'atem gamatem, ma'atem b'nei bris ha'shluchachem. You cannot become a shliach if you are not similar to the mishaleach, and therefore, even for a pa'ula, just the act, a Nochri, one who's not a Bnei Bris, cannot become a Shaliach at all. The Rebbe now brings a Raya from a Loshen of the Alter Rebbe, that the Alter Rebbe seems to extra words different than what it says in the Gemara. We'll see also based on this Rayan and this Nekuda, that to be a Shaliach in Arabi Kemoisei, as the Rebbe has elaborated, look inside. Hey, Yesh Lover Ayling and Zeh, Mediv Rabbi Nazokin, we can bring a proof to this from the words of the Alter Rebbe. Shebenegeya Le'inyan Ashlichus Koisev. The Alter Rebbe writes, when it comes about Shlichus, this is in the Kutei Torah. He says, the Shlucha Shel Odom Kemoisei. And he says, V'lochein Ein Shlichus L'cheder Sheita V'Kotten. And because Shlich Shel Odom Kemoisei, you can't make a Cheder Sheita V'Kotten who are not competent, intellectually competent, She'einon Kemoisei Da'a Meshaleach. The Alter Rebbe uses the words, why can't you make them a shliach, a cheder sheita v'kotten? Because they're not like the mishaleach. Well, this seems to be a chiddush. V'lecheder tzarichin, l'cheder, we need to understand this. Sh'ari mefurish b'gemore, the Gemara says, sh'hatam she'eino b'nei shlichas hu, says, why aren't they a shlichas? It's not because they're not kemoisim, shum d'la b'nei deyaninu. It's not, they're not people with minds. They don't have the intellectual capacity to become a shaliach. Okay, and the Alter Rebbe says, well, they're not kemoisei of the mishaleach. Well, maybe that's the explanation of the Gemara, because they don't have an idea, they're not kemoisei. But why does the Alter Rebbe not use the lashon of the Gemara? V'av sheyesh loymer, shezo pirush divra Gemara, even though we can say that this is interpreting the Gemara. The mekivon she'enom b'nei deya, since they're not people of intellectual capacity, so they're not like the Meshaleach. So that's what the Alter Rebbe uses, the explanation, they're not Kemoisei Meshaleach. What forces us to say this Pirush? Why can't you just not say you can't become an agent if you're not have the mental capacity to become an agent? Why does the Alter Rebbe have to explain it, that it's because they cannot be kemoisei? But v'api anal yeshleimer, based on the above, that the Rebbe explained that there is an act, and just doing the act a katan could technically do. So therefore, it would not be, so who cares if he has the day or not? The problem we have is because he's not shluch shlom kemoisei, can't even become a shliach. V'api anal yeshleimer, we can explain this. Yodua haklal, we know the rule is the kotnei lekavon av yeshleimaisa. A minor doesn't have intention, things that way, but action he does. He does. Well, if he's kor v'api zeh in timtzoloimer she'inyan ashlichas. If you're going to find to say like the third way, that what is a shlichas? It's not that the shliach is now in the place of the mishaleach. It's just what he does helps for the sender. So in items that don't require kavona, just do it. He has to be mafresh truma, for example. So according to the third way, why should he not be a shliach? He can do it. It's already an act. And all what we need is his act to count for the mishaleach. There should be no good reason. Why shouldn't the cotton? Because it's only a matter of an act. Ah, but the Alter Rebbe explains, this is what the Rebbe's chiddush here is. Yes, this is not about the act. This is about becoming a shliach in the first place. That's what the Alter Rebbe emphasizes and specifically says, "Dema shecheresh sheitiv v'kotn einam b'nei shlichus hu." The reason why cheresh sheitiv v'kotn are not shlichus hu b'nei she'enu kamaisa dema mshaleach. They're not like the mshaleach. It's not because there's some problem that they have. Because in an act, we don't care. Shalachein hei mufkoyim me'etzem geder be'etzem geder shlichus. That's why they've been extracted. They've been taken out. They're not at all in the definition of shlichus. Koloimar. To say, av shebenegeya lemaisa hashlichus. Even though, as far as the act of shlichus, hoyamokim leimar sheyeshna b'shlichus, there is room to say that they are shluchim. They can do shlichus. Shasiyosam toyel avuram shloach. Their act. They have an act because k'tarim have an act. Should help for the mshaleach mekomakim. Ein heim b'toyra shlichus. They're not in the rules, in the laws, in the toyra of shlichus. The name shliach cannot rest in them. Because they're not like the mishleach. So there's another issue over here. The issue is to become a shliach, you need to be kemoisei. It's not how to, the act of the shliach helps for the mishleach, which there's through three ways. And then perhaps in a place where we only need action, this cotton should work over there because we need only do. But it doesn't work because he doesn't have the status, the Torah of Shaliach, because he's not Kamaisi. If he's not Kamaisi, he cannot become a Shaliach. And therefore, any of the three ways we're explaining is not going to help. So that's how the Rebbe explains the Diuk, the Alter Rebbe, that the Alter Rebbe explains it's not because they don't have Deya. Because in this case, we don't need Deya, or in some cases, we don't need Deya. But the Alter Rebbe wants to tell you that to begin with, if you're a Cheresh Sheitiv V'kotn, you can't be Shliach because there is no capacity to become Kamoisei of the Shaliach, and therefore, they cannot become a Shliach at all. So, Oizvov, the Rebbe is going to bring down that Shlichus is comes from shlichus of being a shluchim of the Eibishter. Vav. Din shlichus bepashtus ben odom lechaveirin. The din of shlichus, as it's in the literal level, between one person and his friend, nimshach u'mishtalshul me'inyan ha-shlichus ben odom lemokim. That extends and it evolves from the shlichus between a human being and Hashem. We are all shluchim of the Eibishter. And the laws of shlichus that we have here is connected to our shlichus from Hashem. Ben Yisroel Avim Shebashamayim. Between the Yidden and their father in heaven. Kol echad ve'echad mibnei Yisroel. Each and every one of the Jewish people. Hari shluchu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shlich of Hashem. And therefore, we're a shlich of Hashem. Shluchu shel Odom Ha'elyon Kimaisei. A shlich of the Supreme Being. Hashem is called the Odom Ha'elyon. Is like Hashem. Lahashlim kavonas habriya al yidei havoida v'kiyum ha-Torah mitzvos. What is the mission? What are you a shliach? To complete the intent of creation by the service of observing Torah mitzvos. That's how our shlichus. So we're shluchim of the Eibishter. U'kamoi sheyesh gimel lefanim b'din shlichus hanal. Just like there are the three ways in the laws of shlichus. Keinu gam b'avedis odom. Also, in service of man, our shlichus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's three ways. Sheyeshnam gimel draigers, there's three steps. Ba'oifon misiras ubitl hashlichus. Ha'odom ela meshalech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the way, in our dedication, our subjugation of the shliach, the person, to the sender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's three ways to explain it. Yesh darge ba'avodas Hashem. There is a level in Avodas Hashem, which is the lowest level. This is the third level. In Avodas Hashem, you're not connected emotionally, you're not connected essentially. You're just, what you're doing is for Hashem. Yesh dargu b'Avodas Hashem, there is a level in the service of Hashem. Sha'odom ha'oived b'hargoshosei hariyum etziz b'fnei atzim b'chol inyonav. The person who serves in his feeling, he feels himself an entity in everything what he does. He is not part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is not part of the plan. He is himself. Elo He forces himself to do what Hashem wants. Just when he does, in his doing, he fulfills the shlichus of the Eibishter. He does what the Eibishter wants. So that's the level who's only a shaliach, the doing. He does what the Eibishter wants. What he does is for the Eibishter. That's his shlichus. A higher level. There's one who impacts himself with an inner subjugation. To the extent that it's not him doing it, it's not the person doing it, but we relate. That which I'm doing Hashem's bidding, what Hashem wants me to do. Klaimar. His actions and what he and his matters when it comes to this shlichus, he's devoted, dedicated, given over to Hashem. Ad shepulosu is elu, to the extent his doing, einam mitzias bifnei atzmo. They're not just what you're doing now. You're not on your own. The Eibishter is doing it. You're making mashlim the kavone with the Eibishter. The Eibishter that's in you, your bottle, you're fulfilling the kavone. And yet the highest level is not only in this doing, is all the time. One who is entirely subjugated to Hashem. Ad shekol mitzi usoy. To the extent that his entire being, and automatically also what he does, his essence, his being, and whatever he does, is only the entity of Mishalech. He's totally bottle. The Eibishter is leading his life in whatever he does, not only in the Torah mitzvahs, but all of his being is there. So we have three levels. But the Rebbe was mechadish that there is the essential level to become a shaliach. To become a shlich, you need to be kamaisa anyways, regardless of how we do the shlichas. That we all have. Because we are shluchim of the Eibishter. Avo Amnon. Kol dargis eilu hem rak b'shayuchus l'kiyum ha-shlichas. All these different levels are only as they relate to fulfill the shlichus. Avol ze shekol echad mi Yisrael yesh biyicholto lekayim shlichus zu. The fact that each, every Jew has the ability to fulfill it. Before we're doing what you're fulfilling. But we say that you have the ability. How do you have the ability? That comes because you are connected to Hashem. Regardless, be'ezoif shu hu mipnei shachal olav shem shliach, because upon him rest the name Shliach. B'chalois shem ze yichoy l'liyos rak al b'nei Yisrael. This name that rests can only be on b'nei Yisrael. V'loi b'umas ha'olam l'havdil. That cannot rest in umas ha'olam. Umas ha'olam cannot get, not become shluchim. Because only a yid is a Shliach. Because only by a yid you can say that they are like the Meshaleich Mamash. Behindu. Why is that? Because the neshama of a yid is part of Hashem. Chelek Hashem Amo. His people are chelek of Hashem. So the neshama is part of Hashem. So we are kemoise of Hashem. Chelek alakam yimal mamash. Lochain rak lohem yeshyachas. That's why only yidn have a relationship. Be'erach ma, somewhat of a relationship. Legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMeshaleach, relative to Hashem the sender. Ve'ad shem kemoish de Meshaleach Mamesh, they can be like the Meshaleach Mamesh. And then it divides itself into the three ways how they actually fulfill the shlichus in one of the three ways. But the essence, because they have the potential to do it, they become a shaliach, because every yid has a nefesh alikis and a chelik alikam yimal mamish. He can become like the mishaleach, and that's why you become a shaliach. This is also hinted in the saying of the sages. Ma'atem b'nei bris. He uses the lashon, doesn't say yid, he says b'nei bris. You are part of the covenant. Shekol b'nei Yisrael, hem b'nei bris im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are all part of this covenant. We are b'nei bris with Hashem. Shezehu etzem mitziusei shel ish Yisrael. This is the essence of the existence of the Jewish person. Hashavu b'kol echad v'echad miYisrael, which is equal by every yid. Shehu nichlal b'vnei bris. He is included. He is part of the covenant. He's a covenant, meaning the word covenant is because he's tied. He's connected. He can be a shliach. Daina kesher v'habris ben Yisrael v'avim v'ashamayim. The covenant between the yid and the father in heaven. Of course, over here we're talking about bris. We're not talking about Hashem. We're talking about a shlichus for separating the truma or gerushin. But the Rebbe says a hint over here of the bnei bris that the kasher has to be of a connection, and we need to be a connection of the mishaleach with the yid. That's why every yid is a shliach. So from all this, we learn a lesson in actuality in our service of Hashem. Gam misha veidosi adayim b'dargah abchusa b'yesem. Even one whose level in avoida is on the lowest level, he is not bottled to the Eibishter, just his actions is for the Eibishter. Shum etziz b'vnei atzme, he's an entity by himself, v'rak sh'asi yosi, he avur Hashem, what he does is for Hashem. Mekol mokoy, and yet, mikivon she'esem mitziusei he, kemoisi de mashaleach mamish, since the essence of his being is like, he's like the mashaleach, yesh b'yicholte, he has, it's in his ability, v'lochin tzorich hu lahachnis gam b'avados zu. So therefore, even in this avoida, which he is a mitziis, and just doing it, chayis metzem nafshe, a vitality of etzem of his soul, because the yid, the etzem has that connection to Hashem, even though in actuality he's only doing for Hashem, he's not invested in it. He could invest in it because in Etzen he is a shaliach and he is connected to Hashem. So he can do even more than just the act for Hashem. He can invest in it, his energy, his passion, his insight into that. That's the lesson. We're all b'nei bris. And therefore, we can all shliach shel adam kemoisei. And therefore, we should all be able to pull through a higher and a deeper level of connection. Ois Zayin. Here, we'll see that the Rebbe, even though we discounted Rabbi Ashi's opinion, and basically, we learned Rabbi Ashi says you don't even need to be a shaliach kemoisei. And that was the point of contention between Rabbi Ashi and Marba Rabbi Ashi. Because we said the Marba Rabbi Ashi told the Bekatnusa that this wasn't really legitimate. He said, why? Because you need to be a shaliach. And apparently Rabbi Ashi holds, you don't have to be a shaliach even. You don't even have to be kemoisei. Now, the Rebbe says, even though Rabbi Ashi was rejected, it's berusahi, it's not svara, but in Avodas Hashem, why is it brought down? We can learn from that as well also. Even to that extreme from Rabbi Ashi's opinion. Zayin, bin afal pi shadivri Rabbi Ashi, the yesh shlichus l'nochri, he says that even a nochri, who is not compared, has a shlichus. Ukemeshin is by l'il tamadover, and like we said before, the reason, he does not have to be kemoish de mashaleach, and a goy can become a shliach. And we don't go by it. This is nitchul halacha. This has been pushed away halachically. Acha Omru Brusa Hi, say that's Brusa, belongs in the outside, it's made up, whatever the meaning is, but it's totally not accepted. The fact that also his words were brought into the Semes, we must say there's a room for them also. So we can say the explanation in the service of man. Explain the opinion. When the Yid serves the Eibishter, there is an advantage when the Shliach is an entity by himself. Nifrad meha mishaleach. He's not really kemoisa, that he's something separate mishaleach. Why? Ke'oz yesh ba'avidosei bigolui ha'mayla the kav shaloi. Then you see openly that it is his kav. It's his work. If it's always the mishaleach, you don't see that is he's the one that's doing it. The person that orates odom bekav shaloi, you want your own, what you have accomplished. You don't see it. Omer Razal. Sages tell us already. Shalpiteva b'riyosei. The way a person was created, odom reitze bekav shaloi mitisha kav mishal chavere. A person wants his kav more than nine kav of his friend. Koveshurayim b'muchash. And this is actually seen practically. The kasher hargoshos ha'odom b'yachas ledover. When a person is feeling in relation to a matter, mesuyim, to a specific matter, hishizou yin agi eloi, something which is important to him, it's his thing. Harazem oirin etzla yigi gedoyle yosef. This awakens, arouses by him more effort, greater effort. V'chein yesh lebezeh yosef tainuk. He has more delight b'chol. V'chein b'avoyde haruchni. Same thing is in the spiritual service. The kasher avidosei ba'ifun she'ene margish es mitziusei. When his service is in a way that he doesn't feel his entity, and you just think about the mashaleach, you're only thinking about the sender, or even in the lowest level, even it's considered like you're doing, but you're doing it for the mashaleach. Even in that level, so you're still an entity, but you're doing it for somebody else. This can cause a weakening in how much effort you put into it. For example, when he tried with all of his mouth, all of his might, effort, and then he could not complete this matter. Then he can enter his mind. He did everything that he's able to. Whose matter is it? It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You did yours because you did whatever you could. You did whatever you could for the Eibishter. Let the Eibishter do the rest. It's not you, it's the Eibishter's thing. Therefore, there is an advantage to feeling that there is an entity of the shliach. That the shliach has been given to him, and it's his. And then it's negated him especially. So it doesn't matter. You worked as hard as you can. So that's an excuse. You didn't do it for the Meshaleach, but you did. It's mine. It's something which is important to me. It wasn't accomplished. So as much koyach you put in, you're still not satisfied. And you'll keep on working. As the known example about this, Machiluk Shein bin Misirosei Shapokit Misirus Shapokit Oysochir Hoysein Bamuna. There's a difference between the devotion. If you're a worker, you're a hired worker, or you're a paid worker, you're working faithfully, so you do whatever you can. there's still a difference, l'misirusa shabal habayis b'isinyan, the devotion of the owner to that matter. Hapokit, if you are just a pakit, in charge, a job, you're a worker. Mekima sho'isa malachto be'amuna, once you do your job faithfully, you work with all your revealed powers that you can. Then you go to your own personal business. You're relaxed. You're not worried. Why? Because truthfully, you did all that you needed. As opposed to the owner, he can't sleep at night. Even if you did. Because it's his. It's his business. So what does it help that you can't sleep? That you're... No! He reveals hidden powers that he didn't. So if it's negated to you. So the Rebbe says there is an advantage of being a metzias. There's an advantage to being... feeling that you are a somebody. You're doing it for yourself. And not to be fully bottled. Like Rabashi, not to be kemoisei. Maybe be a goy, but you're doing the shlichas, you're being like a nochri, but you're going to work harder. It's a good idea. But as the Rebbe will say, that's not the halacha, as the Rebbe will continue in Ois Ches. So, the Rebbe says in Ois Ches, Eloshim Mekom Mekoyim, Maskonas HaGemore, what is the Gemara's conclusion? Hod Rabashi Bedu Berusohi. This is not... Rabashi is ruling his Berusi. Why? Ki af al pi sheyesh ma'ila b'hargoshes metzias ha-shliach. Even though there's an advantage in the feeling of the shliach, feeling as an entity, ein zeh soiser chas v'sholim le'inyan shlucho shlodim k'moyse, it doesn't contradict shliach shlodim k'moyse, you still be k'moyse. Sha'ashliach tzorich li'ez botla ha-mashalech, that the shliach needs to be totally subjugated to mashalech. And you can still be a metzias. Hasbora sa'inyan. Explain this. Ze gufa shetzorich liyis metzias shal shliach nifrad ma'am shaleach. This alone, that there needs to be an entity of a shaliach, which is separate from the mashaleach, in order to do it in the most effective way. Har ze gufa rak mnei shezohu rotzin v'tainag ha'am shaleach. This is all because this is the wishes. And this is the light of the sender. The sender wants to be that. Kidavke ali deizeh. Because davke through this, by being a metzias, nase nachas ruach lefono shomartem nase ritzoinei. Because this is the way you should cause that pleasantness to Hashem, that Hashem said and his wishes were done, is for you to be a metzias. Because this is the pleasure, this is what the Eibishter wants. So, while you're a metzias, but you're a metzias because the Eibishter's pleasure is for you to be a metzias. So it ends up you're not really a metzias. You're doing it because this is what Hashem wants you to do. Mizeh muvan. Sheba'oimek ha'inyan, in the depth of the onion, mitzuuse shala ha'shaliach, ein ha'metzias mifnei atzmai. His metzias is not an independent metzias. Elihi misachedes im mitzuuse shala ha'mishaliach. But it unites with the metzias, with the entity of the sender. Liyas metzias achas to be one metzias. So you're not a separate metzias, but you're metzias of the mishaleach. V'ad rabbe. Zeh gufu achidush b'inyan ha-shlichas. Don't become, this is the novelty in the idea of shlichas. Sha'ashliach tzorich liyas ish bardas b'fnei atzme. You need to be an intelligent person. You need to have intelligence. You shouldn't be the mashalech. Tell me what to do. You have to be have the knowledge on your own. Cotton and not a minor. You're a minor. You don't know anything. You're given over the tekvish of the mashalech. The Rebbe brings down in one of the letters we've just learned that the Shlichas is okay. She's told me, "Badir kum tuis." The Rebbe Rashab, with the Rebbe related. So, you need to be a thinking person. And you have been given the strength and the force of Mishaleach. But how do you know who gives you the koyach to be your own? All of your power in the shlichas comes from the strength of the Mishaleach. So it turns out, as much as we want you to be an independent metzius to accomplish it more, that this is all because of the Mishaleach, and the shlichas is, you have to be a bardas. We don't send the shlichas to a cotton who doesn't have his own brains, meaning that you got to do, but you're not a separate metzius, you still remain part of the metzius of the Eibishter. Benimtso. So it turns out, she'en kan dargo v'oifum b'shlichas, sh'ashliach nisar b'emes metzius b'vn asma. There is no such a step, there's no way in shlichas that the shlichas remains truly an entity by himself. Elodover ze shashliach tzorich liyis mitzias b'fnei atzme. This item that the shliach needs to be an entity by himself, who prat noisav be'inyan hashlichas. That is part of the shlichas. That in the shlichas is an extra detail to be an entity. The shluchas losim k'moisei. You're a shliach shlichon k'moisei, but part of the shlichus is that you got to be a bardas, you got to be on yourself. In order for the desire of the sender should be fully accomplished, the act of the shlichus needs to be done through the entity of the shliach. Ad until you feel yourself as it's yours. You're doing it like it's yours and it's only yours. You unite with it, but you're still part of the metzius of the Mishaleach, but feeling it that it's yours. Now, this is also the hint in the language of our sages, blessed memory. Odom Reitze, Bekav Shaloi, Metisha Kav Mishal Chavedu. You want your one Kav rather than nine of your friend. Adam is the person Chaveri is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam v'Chaveri koi al Yisroel v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is Hashem called your friend? The Pasuk says, Re'acha ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Re'acha v'Re'avicho. The Pasuk calls Hashem Re'acha. So that's Adam v'Chaveri. Sh'al yidei shneim yachad yeshnom asor ha'kavim. Together we have the 10. Hamoir ha'shleim is the 10 who mispar ha'sholim. Which is 10, you get 10. You want your kav together with the 9 kavim of the Eberster. Ukedei lagia l'shleimu zu, tzorech li es achibur da kav shaloi. In order to make it 10, you need to connect your kav, shala odom v'atishe kav mishal chaveri, and define 9 kavim of his friend, of the Eberster. Kolaymar, mechad gisa tzorech li es gisa odom. On one hand, the person needs to put an effort. That he feels that it's his, kav shaloi. And together with this, he needs to recognize all of his service, even the fact that he has a kav shaloi, which is his, and he's supposed to be his. That's for the Eberster. By combining them both, yeshnam kol asara kav, you have all the 10 kav. This is Mesichas Chof Menachem Ov Tovshin Mem Hei, Chof Aleph Menachem Ov Tovshin Daled Mem.